is the fullness of him that fulfills all things. He can't fulfill all things without his body. So he needs his body obedient. Are you part of the body?
Yes.
Then he needs you.
Welcome to a Christmas week special on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for an uplifting message on the greatest gift ever given, the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord on a great Sunday just before Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Gloria.
Christmas
praise
to
the
you.
Lord.
Have you been shopping?
And you, yeah, I always keep it in mind, my dear.
All right. Remember me.
We're going to be talking about the love of God all this week and why we celebrate Christmas for real. There's a lot of surface ideas and so forth and so on and so on. But this is the reality of it. This is the real reason why. And in 1 John 4, beginning with the 14th verse, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, we're talking about the world. We're not talking about the earth. We're talking about the world. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, that's what Jesus came to do.
Praise God.
Now, John 3:16. Everybody quotes it and nobody knows it. 16th verse. Now, God sent Jesus into the world to save the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, who's he talking about in the world? Well, in Galatians 3, you remember now it said God preached the gospel to Abraham. And it says the scripture foreseeing that God would make righteous the heathen. He preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed.
Yes. That's right.
The blessing, the act of compassion for all humanity. All humanity. Now, there was, in God's mind, was three people. God blessed Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham and Japheth did the same thing that Adam did and blew that blessing off and turned to themselves to try to get their needs met and created what we can describe today as the Babylonian system of commerce that has swallowed up the nations, the Gentiles, the heathen. That's the world. And God so loved them that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? To get many more begotten sons. Amen.
Praise God.
That's why we celebrate Christmas.
Ooh, that's something to celebrate.
That's why we give at Christmas. God so loved that he gave. He gave everything he had to mankind. Man dumped it and gave it away. He gave it to Satan. He didn't give it to, he gave it away. And Jesus came and got it back.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Glory to God.
The greatest gift known to mankind. Amen.
Amen. That's
now
good.
Now you sit up and take notes, praise God,
Amen.
And get these messages all week long. Ephesians chapter 1, in this great prayer that the Holy Spirit gave the Apostle Paul, in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, from verse 16 to verse 23, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. What does it mean to me, since I am a believer, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places? What does that mean to you and me? How do I fit into this? Well, it doesn't make any difference how I think I fit into this or how I feel like I fit into this. The thing that matters is what he says. Now, listen to what he said about it. Now, you'll have to change your way of thinking about this. You have to change your way of thinking concerning your God-delegated authority in this earth, in your own life, in your own circumstances, and in your own part of the world. Amen. It's what God says, not what you feel like. Amen. I thought about this several times today, that John 14, 21, where Jesus said, he that loveth me keeps my commandments. I will love him, my Father will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. And I asked you this question yesterday. Isn't there just a whole lot of ways that you would really like him to manifest himself to you? Huh? I know there is with me. That don't mean a hill of beans. Don't mean a thing. It is his plan to manifest himself to you. Now, that's what counts. And that's what I want. Praise God. But I had to change my way of thinking about that. Because he said, blessed are the... Blessed. Say blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed are those who have believed and not seen. Hallelujah. So I had to alter my way of thinking and the way I want him to manifest himself to me to fit that. Amen. Instead of trying to put demand on him to fit what I want him to do for me. So now, look in this verse right here. He set him at his own right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Every name that's named, is cancer a name? Well, then he has dominion over that. Is poverty a name? Then his name has dominion over that. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet. Now then, this is about to tell me what this means to me. The exceeding greatness of his power, which he worked in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. And that exceeding great power was the blessing of Abraham. That is the highest form of power ever released in the material universe. Hallelujah. Well, that's a good place to say amen. And I know how strongly you're engaged and you get into something like that, you don't want to say anything. But it doesn't hurt every once in a while to say yes and to take hold of it. See? Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then, he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Are you in the body of Christ?
Yes.
Are you in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
You are if you've made him the Lord of your life. The scripture says, giving God thanks who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us over into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Hallelujah.
That's not something going to happen to you after you die and go to heaven. If you haven't already been translated into that kingdom before you die, you ain't going to heaven. You're not going to become a child of God after you die. Dying doesn't have nothing to do with it. It's when you accepted Jesus as your Lord in Christ. And any man that in Christ is a new creature. The Greek text says a new species of
yes,
being.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. I don't preach myself happy. Oh, praise the Lord. I get so excited in this stuff. It has excited me for 41 years. The first time I ever heard it, I wound up on my back in the middle of the floor kicking the bottom of mama's coffee table. Praise God. And I'm the same way today. Praise the Lord. Now, which is his body. But now look at this. Look at this. His body is the fullness of him that filleth. It is the fullness of him that fulfills all things. He can't fulfill all things without his body. So he needs his body obedient to him. Are you part of the body?
Yes.
Then he needs you. Yes. Oh, Brother Copeland, he don't need me. Oh, you mean the Bible just lied about you? How dare you? Well, I'm just a little nobody. Who told you that? You're going to change your way of thinking. Well, I'm just trying to be humble. Well, that wasn't being humble. That's being ignorant. You're ignorant of the Word of God. A man of humility will say, well, if that's what he says, then I must change my thinking to that. If he says he needs me, then he needs me, because he can't lie. And I accept that. I engage in that right now. I put that to effect. I'm going to change. That's a new source of thought for me. So I decide to think this and to take the thought. I have to say it. So I say it. I think it and I say it. I decide and I think it and I say it. I decide and I think it and I say it. And you keep doing that 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 until you no longer have to think to say it. That's when it becomes abundance in your heart and it comes out of your mouth, same place all that cussing used to come out, because that's what you're full of. So, when it comes out, now it's got faith in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Study Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. It tells you the process and the procedure for accomplishing that. Now, he needs us in order to fulfill his mission. What is his mission? We won't turn over there, but we read it in the third chapter of the book of Acts. You can read it in the book of Hebrews. The Bible says, well, we have to look at it in the book of Hebrews. The Father, Peter was preaching, and he said, God sent Jesus to bless you. Well, if he sent Jesus to bless, he was speaking to Jews in the temple at that time. He said, God sent Jesus to bless you. Well, if he sent Jesus to bless them, then you and I are sent of the Father to bless them. If he sent Jesus as the high priest, then he sent us as priests. He sent Jesus as Lord. He sent us then to take dominion in his name, and he's the Lord of lords, and we're the lords he's Lord of. Amen. Or in other words, we walk in his authority by his command in his name. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time here to spend on this, but I'm going to lay it out there to you and you study it. You meditate on it. He said, in my name. He wasn't talking about you just speaking in the name of Jesus and then the devil has to obey. No, the scripture says we've been named after him and that is our given name. He has been given a name, the name, which is above every name, Philippians chapter 2, isn't that correct? That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, the book of Acts says there's no other name under heaven given unto men whereby they might be saved. So that's as much our given name as it was when the Father gave it to him. So I'm not using his name so the devil will obey me. It's my name to use and the devil will obey me. Why? Because I've been delegated authority and I've been commanded to use it. But not only that, that's our family name. It's Scripture says we've been named after him, both in heaven and in earth. The whole family of God has been named after him. That's my given name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not speaking. This is very difficult to describe. Sometimes spiritual things are. But God will help me and I'll get it over to you. Let me say it like this. I have a SUV. I have a GMC Yukon, and I like it, praise the Lord. Nice car. And I speak to you in the name of Yukon. I wasn't just using the name. Now, if I was sitting in the front seat of that and I'm speaking to you in the name of that car, I'm in the name speaking to you out from it. I am and you are in the name of Jesus. We are in it. We are in the body. We are in the power of the blessing. We are in that place. It is ours. I'm talking to you from within that name. Jesus said, Father, I have kept them in your name. Did you get it? Well, give the Lord thanks for it then. Praise God. Now then, let's go now into this area of this. He needs us healthy. He needs us strong. Strong in faith. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the Spirit. Strong in the gifts of the Spirit. Strong in His Word. Huh? We need to grow up into Him in all things. Grow up. Become spiritual, at least spiritual adolescents. The Bible says that those who are using milk are still babies and unskillful in the word of righteousness. Most people are nowhere near as grown up as they think they are. Me included. I have to go back and say, now, wait a minute. Now, that was a stupid thing to do and say. That's just rather... there wasn't any call for that. Now you have to grow up here. What's the first thing you have to do if you grow up? You're going to have to learn to judge yourself. Not condemn yourself, judge yourself. And to learn that, Scripture says if you judge yourself, you'll not be judged with the world. So what do? You judge yourself. I judge that to be crosswise of the Word of God, and so I repent of it. Now, I use the communion table when I repent. I use the communion table to change my way of thinking, to change the words I speak, and become obedient to the bread and the blood of Jesus, and I enter into this covenant relationship with God here over this. Amen. And so, He needs us strong. He needs us rich. Like I said to you yesterday, study out the 112th Psalm. That is the picture of a man blessed. It begins that way. Blessed is the man. And then it gives you that profile of a blessed person in God. And then you come over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9. The Apostle Paul said to the church at Corinth, he said, You folks are strong in utterance. You're strong in faith. You're strong. But he said, now, you need to become strong in this grace also, that even though he was rich, he became poor so that you through his poverty, you might become rich. He said, you need to become strong and developed in this grace as well as all these other things here that you've developed. And then he went ahead to say in the ninth chapter, he said, God is able to make all grace, all of it, all abound toward you, that you might be what? All sufficient in all things. Praise God. He needs us like that. Now, he needs us to love. He needs us in faith. Faith is the divine connection, creative force of Almighty God, and it works by love. Without us keeping the love commandment, fear becomes dominant. What happens when fear is there? You become offended. Fear causes offense. Fear causes timidity. Fear causes, well, it manifests itself in fear of the things of this world and so forth and so on. And what does that do? All of that chokes the word. And it becomes unfruitful. Well, what is fruitful? Be fruitful, multiply. That's the blessing. So in other words, you've cut the blessing off by allowing those five things in Mark chapter 4 to get into your life. Now, that's the reason for the commandment of love. So what must you do? You must continually alter your lifestyle to fit that commandment. That's not a suggestion. Well, I know how hard this is, but it sure would be better if you'd... No, that isn't it. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. And my commandment is love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself and love one another even as I have loved you. Forgive one another even as God your Father has forgiven you. Commandment. Commandment. That is a command from the commander-in-chief of both heaven and earth. He said, all power has been given unto me both in heaven. So, it's a commandment. So what do? Well, you set the communion table up and you take that commandment and you commit yourself to be a good steward of that.
Christmas is about Jesus. Most of all, Christmas is about his birth. Christmas is about celebrating the fact that God sent his son. And if we base everything around that, then everything else about Christmas is good too.
I guess I can only feel the love. I wouldn't want to give that love back that he gives back to me, because that's what Christmas is all about, is love.
And kind of giving them what they want, you know, on that day, and just putting a smile on their face, whether it's your mom just wanting to be with her family. It's not necessarily about gifts, but it's just your mom wants to just have a dinner with her family, or she wants to watch a certain program. Like my dad wants to watch it, like It's a Wonderful Life every year. But nobody wants to watch that movie, but we all watch it just because that's what he wants to do. So it's about, you know, just being with your family and just making everyone happy on that day.
It's just a joyous time. And that's what Jesus is. That's what God's all about. That we have love and we have peace and we have joy. That's all him.
God's first words to mankind were the blessing. By his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus broke the power of the curse of the law and put the blessing into action for all men. That's the good news, and together with our partners, we're bringing it to tribes and tongues around the world. The Blessing in Action. This calendar is packed with inspiring scriptures and special quotes from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with great illustrations of the blessing in action for people across the globe through your connection with KCM. We live in exciting days, and there's nothing quite like the excitement of getting together with thousands of other believers. Keep track of KCM meetings and other important dates all year long with the 2009 KCM calendar. Our gift to you. From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. And from January to December, we'll declare together that Jesus is Lord.
Receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland by logging on to our website at kcm.org and requesting the Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. You may also call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One per household, please. The Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. Your gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Gloria, I believe the love, and I receive the love. And you know, the problem in this whole thing is, oh, yes, I know God loves me, and then I just don't see why God won't heal me. Well, see, that's double-minded.
Yes, it is.
You have to settle in on the fact that God does love you, and if you're not receiving your healing, there's something wrong, and it isn't God.
That should be easy.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
It really should. Amen. Well, I tell you, we're going to have a big week on this, and you need to just be saying it all day long. I believe the love he has for me.
I believe
my Father's love. Glory to God.
The blessing in action, the 2009 KCM calendar. Praise the Lord. Now, I'll tell you something. I get a lot of calendars. You get a lot of calendars. But you may get some really, really nice ones. You won't get one any nicer than this one. Praise the Lord. And there's a whole lot gone into this calendar, and we want to give it to you. Has all the dates of all of our 2009 meetings. It has great pictures of our international meetings and quotes and scriptures and our prison ministry. Got, oh, that man alive, I remember that. Praise God. That's the prison choir that I was preaching in one of the chapels in one of the prisons in the state of Texas. And I got up there and sang with them in the choir. Man, I'm telling you, these guys are good. Praise the Lord.
I'll see that you get your very own copy of this calendar.
Amen. Thank you, Gloria. I appreciate that. We want you to have your very own copy of this calendar. This is our Christmas gift to you. So just let us know that you'd like to have it. Use the information that's on your screen, and we'll send it to you, of course, free and postpaid. Father, we pray over this entire week of broadcast. We thank you. Rise up within us. Fill our hearts and mouths and minds with revelation from heaven of the love of your dear heart and what we actually have living in us right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Coming up New Year's Eve, don't go out and do something stupid. Go to church. Praise God. Amen. Praise the new year in. Hallelujah. We got a meeting right here at Eagle Mountain International Church right here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I'm going to be preaching. I don't know who all is going to be preaching. I know Phil Driscoll's going to be there. Praise God. We're going to have all kinds of praise and worship. And we're going to worship our way into 2009.
Yes,
and a lot of praise and a lot of glory of God. And we're looking forward to it.
We'll
Gloria and I
faith.
Love you. We pray for you. And we thank God for you. And so until tomorrow, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today's broadcast is available on CD or DVD. To order your copies, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, the Blessing in Action 2009 KCM calendar. One per household, please. Log on to kcm.org and request your free calendar online or call our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever, ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.